Seattle's home for the very best in contemporary Christian music. 91.5 FM, WMIE.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And here we go. We're off and running on a beautiful Tuesday here in Brevard County, Florida. We are blessed to be here and so thankful to have you join us on this 30 minutes of exploration in God's Word. Right now, we are looking at the devotion of a believer. A lot of times people think that all I got to do is say a prayer and it won't, you know, really impact my life. I can just go do whatever I want to. I want you to know that when Jesus comes in and breaks those chains of bondage, and when he throws open those prison doors, when he relieves you of that burden of sin, there is meant to be a radical transformation, not just in your range of mobility spiritually, but also in the attitude that you have towards the one who has set you free. I happen to like to watch videos where there have been animals that have been neglected, and then somebody comes along and rescues them, and to watch that animal's attitude move from hopelessness to a place of healthy adoration and love and appreciation for what the person that came their way has done. You know, we don't want to be like the pig that returns to wallow in the mud, or the dog that returns to the mess it had been delivered from. We want to be people who are devoted to Jesus. And so we're going to look at that today. So we've been talking about Acts chapter 2. Today we're going to move to Psalm 86. Psalm 86. While you're turning there, I want to say thank you to the folks at Coastal Image Landscapes. 321-208-2281. 321-208-2281. If you are considering upgrades to your lawn, your landscaping, maybe you're looking at putting paver stones in. I was visiting with them several weeks ago. They were talking about people who were looking at putting in an artificial lawn and stuff like that. Putting greens, they've talked about that. And I'm sure that there is a whole lot in their catalog of capabilities that I do not describe here on the radio. So 321-208-2281 is a phone number that you can call. I believe that gets you in touch with David. Dan and Treasure are the two people that I normally interact with. But you can call, have them come out, take a look at your project, and they can give you a price on that, and you can decide if you want to move forward with that. I can tell you that since Coastal Image Landscapes became a part of the people that I deal with at my house, there's a lot of stuff I don't worry about anymore. And they take care of things at the church, and that means that there's a lot of things that I don't worry about there either. I just know that they're going to get taken care of. And so 321-208-2281 will get you in touch with them, and you will be glad you made that phone call. They are very attentive and excellent in what they do, and they love Jesus, and they will do a great job for you. 321-208-2281. Tell them you heard about them on the Refresh radio program. In the fall, we made a decision at Merritt Assembly of God. It was a decision that, you know, I really needed to make because of some things that I was facing, you know, health-wise and stuff like that, which everything's all good. But we ceased having Sunday night services because my team, my preaching team is me. Sometimes, you know, there's five radio programs, there's Sunday school, there's worship, and then sometimes there's Wednesday night. Sometimes I preach nine or more times a week, and it was just something that I couldn't do. So we still on occasion have special Sunday night services. This coming Sunday night will be one of those services. There are going to be some times when we have a night of worship. This coming Sunday night is a night where we have a musical guest that is going to be with us. It's going to be the Stevens family. They have been with us a few times before, and they're going to be with us this coming Sunday night, 6:30. If you like Southern gospel music, I want to invite you out there. I don't know how Southern they are, being from, I think they live in Ohio, Indiana or Ohio. They do their own music, and they write the words to their songs, and they sing some other songs as well. But if you would like to be a part of that, there is no admission fee. We are going to take a love offering up for them. That'll be Sunday night, Merritt Assembly of God, 165 North Grove Street, Merritt Island, Florida, 32953. Come out, be blessed, and be a blessing. So to Psalm 86 we go. Now, I'm going to read it to you in the New King James Version, and then I'm going to read what verse number 2 reads like in the New International Version. Psalm 86 is a prayer of David, and it says, "Bow down your ear, O Lord. Hear me, for I am poor and needy. Preserve my life, for I am holy. You are my God. Save your servant who trusts in you. Be merciful to me, O Lord, for I cry to you all day long. Rejoice, the soul of your servant, for to you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. For you, Lord, are good and ready to forgive, and abundant in mercy to all those who call upon you." Here's how verse number 2 reads in the New International Version. It says this: "Guard my life, for I am devoted to you. You are my God. Save your servant who trusts in you." And so that word there, Hasid, H-A-S-I-D is the way that I wrote it down. And it is a word that means faithful or godly or devoted to God's service. Faithful, godly, or devoted to God's service. And it's a word that is also described as being morally and spiritually excellent. Can I challenge you here in 2023? Let's not give God our leftovers. Let's not just have the attitude, well, that's good enough for church work. Let's give God what he gave us, and that is our very best. I believe that God deserves excellence more than our government deserves excellence. I believe that God deserves excellence more than your employer deserves excellence. I'm not saying they don't deserve it. I'm just creating a hierarchy of excellence, and in the hierarchy that I read in God's word, God deserves to be at the very top of the excellence. And yet for many of us in 2023, many of us have adopted the mindset of, well, God'll be okay with the lame, the weak, and the blind, and all that sort of stuff. You find that they had adopted that mindset in the book of Malachi. And so instead of offering God the first fruits of the womb that they were instructed to offer as sacrifices from their animals, they would offer the ones who were less than pristine, the ones who weren't going to survive very long. And he said, try offering those to your to your rulers and see how well they like that. See if it goes well with them if you offer them anything less than the very best. So today I want to describe to you that when we live a life that is devoted to God, it's devoted to faithfulness, it is devoted to serving God, that David learned that he had no problems whatsoever crying out to God and saying, God, protect my life. Protect my life. For David, that was a very real need in his life. When he was in charge of taking care of his father's sheep, he needed God to protect him from a lion. He needed God to protect him from a bear. He needed God to protect him from Goliath. He needed God to protect him from the Philistines. He needed God to protect him from Saul. He needed God to protect him from an Edomite that, you know, ended up killing a priest's family. He needed God to protect him when his own son rose up in rebellion. There were a lot of battles that he was in that he needed God's protection. And he could cry out to God and say, God, protect me, for I am devoted. I am in this thing with all of my heart because I'm devoted to you and I'm devoted to serving you. So there was there's a story I heard. It was, I don't believe it's a true story. I'm pretty confident it wasn't a true story. About two guys who were shipwrecked on a deserted island. And one guy was all panicked, and the other guy, he was calm, collected. He wasn't panicked at all. And the guy that was in a panic said, you know, don't you want to hurry up and provide shelter and stuff like that? Because, you know, who knows how long we're going to be here. And he said, don't worry, my pastor is going to find me. And he said, your pastor? How in the world could you think in a situation like this that your pastor is going to find you? And he said, look, this is my job. I work for this one particular company. I'm very high up in the chain of command. I do an excellent job, and I make a lot of money, and I tithe to my church, and I support every other program that they've got on top of my tithe. And so I give a lot of money to the church. Believe me when I tell you, my pastor is going to do everything within his power to find me. Now, I want you to know, pastors, you do need finances to operate in this world, but people to us are much more valuable than their finances, and they're more valuable than what they put into the offering plate and all that. People are kingdom resources. So, David could pray to God and say, God, I need you to guard my life because my life is devoted to you. It's devoted to serving you. And in the book of Acts, it talks about that David had the mindset that he was not going to die until he had fulfilled all God's purposes for his life in this generation. So here, a few weeks ago, someone asked a question, and I heard them, you know, ask the question of somebody else. And what does this mean? I want to tell you that, you and I have got to overcome the tendency that we might have personally or collectively to procrastinate. Now, I grew up a member of Procrastinators Anonymous. Our theme was We Will Meet Tomorrow. I did a lot of procrastinating. I did a lot of procrastinating when it came to homework. I did really good with my grades in high school, but what I didn't do was I didn't develop study habits that were going to serve me well when I first got started in college, when on top of school, I was also having to work a full-time job. Those two things didn't go well together. I had to really develop those study skills later on. And so procrastination can come back to bite you. For instance, one of my classes was Old Testament survey. One of the requirements of the class was that you had to read Genesis through Malachi in that semester. So I'm just going to give you a quick idea. Now, my Bible, I've got my preaching Bible here, and it's got preacher-sized print to it. I don't need it to be that big for me to see. I just use it that big so it's easy for me to find the spot on the page. But it is 1,500 pages, almost 1,500 pages just of Old Testament. And so you have August, September, October, November, and half of December. So roughly about four solid months. And by the time December rolled around, I was in Judges. And I wasn't the only one. And so Judges isn't even a quarter of the way through yet. So I had some serious reading to do at the same time that there are term papers due, at the same time final exams are going on, and there's all of this pressure to get there, and it was my fault. It was my fault. We need to be devoted to serving God, not just in the future, but we need to start it today. We need to start it today. And so I want to encourage you to be faithful. Through the years, we've had a lot of guest speakers that have come through, and there have been many times when prophetic words that would come, and the speaker would say, God has seen your faithfulness. And my standard of faithfulness is different than many people's standard of faithfulness. And I would say, but God, I'm nowhere near as faithful as you are. And so if you're telling me that I'm faithful, I'm going to accept it by faith, not because I'm saying, oh, look, I'm faithful. You see, You could be stuck in a hole for a long, long time. That doesn't necessarily mean you're faithful. But when you've had options to go someplace else and do some other things and say, I just forget about it and let's just walk away from this. This isn't worth the hassle. And then instead of taking that route, you say, no, God, I'm going to stick to this because this is the place you've called me, the place that you've placed me, and this is where your promise is going to be fulfilled. And so there are those elements of faithfulness. I want you to understand that when God calls us to be devoted, now last week we talked about being devoted to Jesus, being devoted to his word, being devoted to fellowship, being devoted to doctrine, and being devoted to prayer, that calls for faithfulness. That calls for faithfulness. So he says, bow down your ear, O Lord, hear me, for I am poor and needy. Preserve my life, for I am holy. You are my God. Save your servant who trusts in you. Be merciful to me, O Lord, for I cry to you all day long. Rejoice, the soul of your servant, for to you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. For you, Lord, are good and ready to forgive and abundant in mercy to all those who call on you. So David was crying out for salvation. He was crying out for God's intervention, but he also was crying out because of his devotion and faithfulness to God. He said, God, I need you to intervene because these problems are interrupting. They are a challenge for me to complete the task that you have given to me. Now, I'm not complaining about them. I'm calling out to you because you can intervene and you can show mercy, O God. I'm going to continue to cry out, and I'm not going to take on this task with murmuring and complaining and whining and all of that sort of stuff, but I'm going to rejoice in my soul, in the very makeup of my being. I'm going to rejoice because you are good and you are ready to forgive. You are ready to forgive. So let me remind you that before the foundation of the world, God looked at 2023 and he said, in 2023, I need this person in Brevard County, Florida. He didn't just say that to me. He said that to you. He said, I need them to hear the word of God. I need them to repent of their sins. I need for them to rejoice in me and embrace the purpose that I have for their life. That's what my plan is. That's the plan of God for 2023. You are not an accident. You are not an inconvenience. God was very intentional when he formed you. He formed you with a purpose. Before the foundation of the world. And he is looking for you to say, oh man, I can't believe I've got to do that. One point in time, I worked in a grocery store. To tell you how long ago that was, there was a portion of the grocery store that was designated as the glass pop bottles, what we called them, soda for those of you who are up north, where people would bring in their empty soda bottles and they would get a recycling fee. And so if you were a kid, one of the ways that you could make money was you could go and you could pick up all the pop bottles that people threw out their car windows. And, you know, it might not be a lot of money, but it was more than you had as a 10-year-old. And there was a room that was designed specifically for storing those cases and cases of empty glass bottles. Well, those of us who worked there, I started off as a courtesy clerk and ended up as a cashier and was doing pretty well in that career path until it proved that there needed to be a change there, and I went and did something else. But when they said, you need to go back into that room and straighten the soda bottles, the pop bottles, nobody wanted to do that. Yeah. Now, when they told you to do that, you went and did it, but nobody was jumping up and down and saying, yay, I get to go. The joke was that there were some bugs back in that room that when you walked in, they'd lower their voice and say, hey, what are you doing in here? You know, it was a dark place. It was not any place that you really wanted to spend any time. I want you to know that when God asks you and I to say yes to his plan and his purpose, it's not going to be like being sentenced to the recycling, the bottle recycling room. It's not going to be like that at all. He's calling you to experience his presence and his partnership with you, and with joy to manifest in the midst of everybody in your sphere of influence what a life devoted to God looks like. Now, I can tell you this, having grown up a runt, I've since made up for that. I was 5 pounds when I was born, and I can gain that much in a week's vacation. When there's heads bobbing in the room right now, you know, when you are in that situation and you're not very big, I told you, I didn't hit 5 feet tall until seventh grade, didn't hit 100 pounds until seventh grade. At being that small, I was an easy target for people who were bigger than I was. And I can tell you this, I've always been thankful for God's protection and God's faithfulness. The pastor I grew up under, he was a Marine. A lot of people have asked me, they said, did you ever serve in the military? And I said, no. And I said, why do you ask that? And they said, because some of the characteristics that you exhibit remind us of some of the characteristics that we saw in some of the people that we served with, some of the officers. Like, no, but my pastor was a Marine, and he served in World War II. He was on a boat that was in the midst of a storm, and they found themselves in some pretty tight spots several times. One of them was crossing the Pacific Ocean, and the soldiers that he served with had this saying, if you find yourself in a difficult spot and you don't know if you're going to live or if you're going to die, you need to stick close to Pastor so-and-so because God's going to watch over him. And he did. And he did. But I want to tell you this. Today, if you commit your life to God and are devoted to serving him faithfully, it doesn't matter what the title you have. God will guard you. God will protect you. God will watch over you. There's a lot of things that we're supposed to guard and protect, but please understand, God's got his ever-loving eye on you. He is abundant in mercy to everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord. I pray that you'll call upon him today and that you'll be fully devoted to serving him and watch the protection that he brings. Not just for now, but for all eternity. We'll see you next time right here on
Refresh. Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@Hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.